In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the mystery of Christ's immense love for us is revealed with great brilliance in the fact that the dying Savior bequeathed his mother, gave his mother to the disciple St. John, these words, "Behold thy son." Now in St. John, as the church has constantly taught, Christ designated the whole human race, each and every one of us, and in the first rank, that they who are joined to Christ by faith. It is in this sense that St. Anselm of Canterbury says, "What dignity, O Virgin, could be more highly prized than to be the mother of those to whom Christ deigned to be father and brother?" With wonderful care, Mary nurtured the first Christians by her holy example, by her authoritative counsel, her sweet consolation, and her fruitful prayers. She was, in truth, the mother of the church from the beginning, the teacher and the queen of the apostles, to whom, besides, she confided a great part of the divine mysteries which she kept in her heart. It's impossible to measure the power and the scope of her offices, her power, since the day she was taken up into heavenly glory in the company of her Son, to which the dignity and the luster of her merits entitle her. From heaven, she began by God's decree to watch over the entire church, to assist and befriend us as our heavenly mother, so that she was so intimately associated with the mystery of human salvation, is just as closely associated with the distribution of graces, which for all time flow to us from Christ's redemption. The power put into Mary's hands is all but unlimited. It is so correct, then, that Christian souls have turned to Mary as though impelled by an instinct of nature, confidently sharing with her their future hopes, their past achievements, their sorrows and joys, commending themselves like children to the care of a bountiful mother. And how rightly has every nation and liturgy, without exception, acclaimed Mary's great renown, which has grown greater with each century. Among her many titles, we find her hailed as Our Lady, our Mediatrix of all graces, the Reparatrix of the whole world, the Dispenser of all heavenly gifts, the Co-Redemptrix of our salvation. She has even, as this same holy doctor claims, upheld and given strength to the scepter of the Orthodox faith, that is, the Orthodox Catholic faith. It has been Mary's constant concern to see to it that the Catholic faith stands firmly lodged in the midst of the people, in the midst of the church, there to thrive in fertile and undivided unity. Many and well known are the proofs of Mary's solicitude, her care for us, manifested from time to time, indeed often repeatedly throughout the centuries, in a miraculous manner. In the times and the places in which, to the church's grief, the faith languished in feeble indifference, in corruption, in lethargy, or when it was tormented by the plague of heresy, our great and gracious Lady, in her kindness, has always been ready to come to our aid and comfort. Under her inspiration, strong with her might, great men were raised up, illustrious for their holiness and also for their apostolic spirit, and have beaten off the attacks of the wicked adversaries, the heretics, the persecutors of the church, to lead souls back to virtue, and firing them up with a consuming love of the things of God. And one such man, an Arminian himself, was that saint to whom Our Lady confided originally the propagation of the Holy Rosary, Saint Dominic de Guzman. Putting all of his trust in Our Lady's Rosary, Saint Dominic set himself fearlessly to the accomplishment of both of these tasks with happy results. The fathers and the doctors of the Church have spent their lives in defense and explanation of the Catholic faith, and they all had this in common. They reserved the highest praises for the Virgin Mother of God, for from her, this seat of divine wisdom, as they themselves gratefully tell us, a strong current of the most sublime wisdom has wonderfully informed their writings. They were quick to acknowledge that it was not by themselves, but by her, by Mary, that these evil errors, these heresies, have been overcome throughout the centuries. Princes, as well as popes, the guardians and the defenders of the faith, princes by waging holy wars, the popes by solemn decrees, all of these have issued and have not hesitated to call upon the name of the Mother of God, the holy name of Mary. And she has always been found powerful and propitious in granting our requests. So it is that the Church and the Fathers of the Church have given expression to our joy in Mary in words whose beauty equals their truth. Hail, voice of the apostles, forever eloquent, solid foundation of the faith, unshakable prop of the Church. The singular part which the Blessed Virgin Mary has most admirably played and still plays in the progress, in the battles, in the triumphs of the Catholic Church makes it evident what God has planned for her to do. So trust Mary, implore her aid. She is given to us to ensure our victory over the prince of this world and over his lies. That the one profession of faith may unite the minds of Christian nations in peace and harmony, that the one and only bond of perfect Christian charity may gather their hearts within its embrace, behold our prayerful hope. Someday, and may Mary, by her powerful help, bring this ardently desired gift into our possession. Nevertheless, let us take care not to desire or to accept a unity among the nations that should come at the expense of the truth which our Lord himself affirmed would divide sons against their fathers, daughters against their mothers, brothers against brothers. Bishop Athanasius Schneider, some of you may have seen, recently reminded us from Kazakhstan that this vague idea of a sort of supermarket of religions of the world from which one is free to choose, that this idea is not correct. Because there is only one true religion, which is the Catholic Church, founded by God himself, but commanded to all men, to all religions, to believe and accept his Son, Jesus Christ, the only Savior. Therefore, may we take up this venerable devotion with the Holy Rosary of Our Lady, with the utmost vigor, a renewed vigor. For in so doing, we will find the surest means of being united to the one and only Savior of the human race, our Lord Jesus, who deigned to give himself to us only through Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.